G'day Adelaide, welcome to the edition of The Rush Hour here on this Monday. A little bit chilly, a bit of rain, but I hope you had a very good weekend with your loved ones. And my loved ones are here in the studio on the 13th floor here at Triple M. Hello to you, Bernie Vince.
Hello, Jars. What edition is it? It's just an edition.
Yeah. It's just edition. And to you, Greg Lord, I welcome you.
G'day, Jars.
I think you forgot to say Monday edition.
Very sad, once again, in the cricket family of yours,
yep,
that you lost a... Obviously, another comrade in Andrew Symons over the weekend, a shock death, and it's just absolutely devastated your community.
It certainly has. We're going to play tribute to Simo next, yeah, but it's just it just keeps happening, Jars. Everyone's just in disbelief. You know, it was Dean Jones a couple of years ago, then, of course, Rod Marsh, Shane Warne, and now Andrew Symons.
David Hooks. So,
David Hooks, that was the
name.
Yeah, just...
Ryan Campbell.
I touched base with him last night just to make sure he was all right. But iconic players as well, Bernie. You know, Andrew Symons was, he wasn't like a great of the game, but he was an unbelievable player.
He was unique,
you know,
like, I reckon.
You know, the fielding. And anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But we're all shocked again.
Mm. Adelaide United 3-1 winners in the elimination final at Hindmarsh yesterday. And we're going to catch up with their captain, Craig Goodwin, who kicked the first goal. And we're back Wednesday night, Hindmarsh, Melbourne City. Very quick. The first leg of, three games?
Yep. No, two.
Two, is it? So come on.
Are we going to lose Carl Viet to maybe the Premier League or something?
I think Ange Postecoglou will go and coach in the EPL. And then our boy will go and coach Celtic.
Take off over. To Celtic.
Yeah, and I'm going with him.
No, yeah, but he doesn't want you to go.
Right. We'll talk about the Adelaide Crows, and Port Adelaide had a very good win, which we always thought. But the Adelaide Crows, we need to delve a bit deeper into where they're at.
Yes.
All right. So a disappointing second half.
Too blue. Sorry to go back. Phil Hughes.
Yes.
Another one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, anyway. Can't believe it. So let's get underway. Timmy Pine, you're in the building.
I am, yeah.
We've got plenty to get through. We've got $1,000 to give away. Voicemails back for a Monday. Your calls, 133353, and the text line messages.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from your family.
0488 51047.
Beautiful stuff.
Easy to remember. Right,
let's get underway.
The new batsman is Andrew Symons. He goes high again. That is a massive six, and it is out of the ground by a long, long way. Symons finds the gap, and he brings up his maiden shield century, and deservedly so. A lot of pressure on this young man, and he has delivered the goods today.
A good shot, very good shot. Boy, what a powerhouse he is.
Shot. That's Andrew Symons' best, a genuine half volley, punished.
Oh, so strong. Monstrous strike again from Symons.
That could well be it. That will be it. That is a brilliant one-day 100 for Andrew Symons. His first for Australia.
That particular innings was life-changing for me as a player, because I now had proof and I now had a method to how to go about scoring my runs.
And he's hit that straight down the ground. That's a great hit. Oh, that's a beauty. That has gone all the way for six. Andrew Symons is taking the Pakistanis to pieces.
He's been waiting for one of these for a long, long time. It races him to 96. That's the way, Simo. Get through the 90s quickly.
Collingwood comes on, and I thought mid-on, mid-off, up. I'm thinking if he does slip one up there, I think I'm going to have to take him over the top. And sure enough, three balls later, yeah, I got one in my arc.
He has it. Andrew Symons has it. And what a way to get it. A maiden Test match 100 for a dream entertainer.
Later on that night, I'm in the dressing room there, I'm having a drink, and I'm thinking, I look across at Haydos, and he's got this huge red mark on his forehead. I said, what happened to you? He goes, it was huge, dickhead. When you got your 100, you crushed my helmet onto my head that hard. You give me a bit of blood blister on his forehead.
You beauty! There's a smile. There's a 100. There's a cricketer.
Yeah, there you go. Andrew Symons, a fantastic cricketer. Heart goes out to his family, but also his close mates who are reeling at the moment. I never played with Andrew Symons. I played a lot against him, had a few run-ins with him, friendly run-ins, mind you, because he was very competitive. But everyone that played with him just absolutely adored him, loved him.
Loyal.
They keep talking about his loyalty, the heart and soul of the dressing room. Very simple guy. Loved the simple things in life.
Outdoors.
Talk about the fishing, the hunting. Yeah. He lived in Townsville because he just wanted to get, didn't like the big cities. And he was an Aussie through and through. West Indian heritage, got adopted.
But born in England though, wasn't he?
Had an English, that put extra pressure on him actually early in his career. Whether he was, going to play for England or Australia, this is before he'd done a thing, really.
Right.
So extra pressure at the start of his career. But a real larrikin as well. And, he had his ups and downs throughout his career, but I just really feel for his mates. Jimmy Maher, who we're trying to get on today.
Yeah, okay.
He's flown to Townsville. Darren Lehman.
Matty Hayden.
But you got to feel for his two children.
Oh.
It breaks your heart.
Absolutely.
Watching them. And then
they look like him too. Paper today.
Don't they?
I heard a punter talk, I think it was on that same podcast, about how Andrew Simons, when you got his handshake and he looked you in the eye, that was exactly what it was. You knew you had him when he shook your hand. And I know that's a simple thing to say, but just listening to it, it looked like he'd be, and obviously I'd never met him, but he looked like a great teammate. You just know what you're going to get from him.
Yep, absolutely. And, I used to, as a fielding coach, I used to say, you can basically tell who the great team men are in your team by the way they field and the effort that they put in.
Yep.
And I mean, Andrew Simons had some great physical qualities, but just his tenacity in the field and, how he wanted to change games for his team.
Went through a bit too. Monkey Gate. Was that first India?
That was a really ugly test.
That destroyed him, didn't it?
That
emotionally.
That destroyed him because he felt, and you talk about the loyalty, he just thought he was abandoned by his employer, Cricket Australia. And
was he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's happened a few times since.
Absolutely.
Too.
Michael Brown, who's a great guy working for Cricket Australia at the time, has come out and said, we
got it wrong.
We absolutely botched it. He was never the same after that. He struggled early in his career, Andrew Simons, but he got it to a place where he was playing some unbelievable cricket. And I think that test match just tipped him over the edge a little bit. And there was, there was incidents of, drinking, lost missing team meetings. And
he missed training and they found him fishing.
Yeah, that was up in Darwin. So that was a dangerous place for Simo to play a test match. Because the Barramundi
were biting. he rocked up drunk to a World Cup match.
Yeah.
Trying to get away with it.
Yeah, that was in... that was in Wales, I reckon. They're playing Bangladesh. And
rocked up pissed.
Rocked up stonkered. And Ricky Ponting was captain.
Yeah.
And he's told me that the story, and he noticed, I think they were stretching or something, and Simo sort of stumbled.
A bit wobbly.
And he went up, hey, what have you been up to? Nothing. And he goes, mate, you're not playing this game. And he arced up. Yes, I am. Nah. And he sat out, and I think he got suspended after that. But that... And then they lost against Bangladesh.
In a World Cup game.
So, he was a real character. And as I said, that everyone loved him. And, heart goes out to all his close mates and his family.
Well said. Now, Boone, the voicemail. What's happened?
It's up. Let's press the button, Piney.
You have new messages.
Oh, it's producer Benny here. Can you prick stop hiding my car keys? It's not funny. I had to put a bottle opener in the bowl on Saturday night. Everyone knew it was mine. Thanks. No. Oh, g'day, boys. Nixie here. Giles, I'm going to have to ban you from the rooms at halftime, mate. Your advice is good to the boys, but you got to leave them some food for after the game. G'day, Blue. It's Bob from the Pro Shop here, mate. Got your email here inquiring about your own signature series, a product that reflects your playing standards. So we'll put the feelers out. And can I say, we've got the official title as Greg Blewett Bunker Rake and Divot Bucket. Come down and try them out soon, mate. Oh, boys, it's Ked. I cannot believe people are up in arms about the ball being tapped in at the start of the second quarter and the umpires not calling it. Oh, I seen it and it was in by a country mile. I am a dead-eye dick. Also, what has happened by Modra? Hello, boys. Peter Malinauskas, the Premier.
Oh, no.
thought I'd give you a call personally, but you didn't answer. Jars, it's in regards to your parking fine. There's nothing I can do about it. The pit... Hang on, I've got to take this shirt off. Get some oil. There's nothing there that can get you out of it. That picture on the ground of the car park is a pregnant woman pushing a pram, not a fat bloke in front of a barbecue.
Stop it.
Oh, g'day, Bern. It's Steve from the bar where you're broadcasting from Friday. We found your wallet, I think. We're not sure. But we opened it up and we did find a membership card to Dan Murphy's, BWS, Thirsty Camel, Celebrations, Sip and Save, IGA Liquor, Booze Brothers, Urban Sellers, First Choice Sellers. Oh, and a parking ticket from Adelaide Oval. Yeah, g'day boys, Ken here. Had a decent win on the weekend. Geelong next weekend down at the Cattery. And I hear the Saints are also playing some pussies next weekend too.
Oh, yeah, g'day, it's Doug calling from Salisbury. Just leaving a message for M&G. Don't know if you've seen anyone, but I've got this awesome tattoo of Angus Young over me back if you wanted to see it. Hang on, I've got to roll down my window. Someone's saying something to me. What?
Get out of the car! Well, hello, it's Yater, and I thought the lights at the magnificent Adelaide Oval were on a bit early Saturday night. I could see the glare from the Darlington overpass. I floored it thinking I was late, but it was just blurred out the front, smiling, taking a selfie for himself. I had to call half the game blind as a bat, so in that sense, I was only as good as Blewett. Look, it's about your boss. Wow. Look, when I give you guys feedback, don't share it on air. Listeners don't want to know that the quiz, the $1,000 minute, the whatever you're calling it this week, didn't go for 9 minutes. Also, Jars, yes. I've capped you to only calling five players superstars each week, not the usual 93 athletes. Wow. Ben! Mika from the Sainsbury pub, mate. Good news, we've got our own video review system at your Oval. CYC called a touch on the A grades, but we didn't see it, so called for a video review. Our mate Donk was filming it on his phone, but just before the kick happened, a hot bird flashed her Norgs, and all he had was a 20-second close-up of that. So next week, though, mate. Good afternoon, crew. It's JB, Bertie, Bluey, G, Jarman. Now listen, I've had a lot of shit from people saying I shouldn't hit you with jokes about your size.
Yep.
I asked them why, and they said he's got enough on his plate. And I said, isn't that the truth? That's the problem. Too many cards.
Stop it.
He's fat.
There are no more messages.
Let's say hello to Zach from North Haven. Good afternoon, Zach, on this Monday. Welcome.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yes, he's up and about too, Zachy boy.
Like this.
Come on.
Now, mate, who's your footy team?
Go the Hawks, mate. That's up the Hawks.
That's a bit. You're rebuilding as well?
Going all right. No, they lost six of the last seven, boy.
Yeah, but they were competitive.
Yeah. Are we going to talk to Zach, or are you two just going to talk about a Hawks rebuild?
Just trying to point out to Zach that the Hawks are struggling.
Now, Zach, the boys reckon you might get the 10 questions here, mate. So it's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass if you don't know, young man. And we'll take your first answer.
Righto, mate.
Did you give a clue, Greg?
Yep. Yes, we did. You're outside the studio doing something.
Getting some audio.
Greg Blewett, question number one. Let's go, family.
Brad Crouch currently plays for which AFL team?
St Kilda.
Gran Turismo is a video game based around what sport?
Motorsport.
The Modbury Jets are a local team that plays what sport?
Half.
The Australian women's national hockey team are nicknamed what?
Half.
Name the two AFL teams that have only won one game so far this season.
Two AFL teams, that'd be North Melbourne and half.
Which pub did the Rush Hour broadcast from on Friday afternoon?
Pass.
Which of the following is not a Brazilian jiu-jitsu immortal? Yeah. Gabriel Gonzaga, Shinya Aoki, or Andrew Jarman?
Andrew Jarman.
In which sport would you find the Ryder Cup?
Golf.
The Red Sox are a US baseball team based in what American city?
Pass.
Justin Longmuir is the senior coach for which AFL team?
Fremantle.
The Modbury Jets are a local team, plays what sport?
Cricket.
The Australian Women's National Hockey Team is nicknamed what?
Bad luck, Zach. Good effort.
If it's a sporting team, a local sporting team, it's always soccer because Benny loves his soccer.
Yeah. Zach, let's just have a look. Check the scoreboard, Tim.
Are you going to give him soccer or not?
No.
No.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Oh, a lot of passes.
Oh, Zachy boy from North Haven. What's he got, Tim Parn?
A double pass to catch the Thunderbirds v Vixens at Adelaide Entertainment Centre on June 4. That's a big credit line here. Should I do that?
Yeah, go for
it, Timmy.
Might
be the whole show, though. Don't miss the blockbuster round 13 clash when the Thunderbirds take on the Vixens at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Saturday, June 4, tickets at adelaidethunderbirds.com.au.
You're going to be long?
It's a fair bit there. Hey, thanks for playing, Zach. Take care, mate, and go the Hawks.
Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Zach. Thanks, Zach.
All right, number three, please, Greg.
The Modbury Jets are a soccer team. That's
very
Bernie.
Proud soccer club out that way.
Are they?
Number four, please, Burn.
The Hockey Roos is the Australian women's national team.
Number six, please, Burn.
Why are you so excited?
What about number five? Did he get that wrong?
Well, he got North Melbourne. The other
and
one
West
is,
Coast Eagles have only won one game.
He would have half a point there.
Okay.
Burn?
Number six.
Where'd we go?
Marion Hotel.
Those hoodlums.
What a beautiful hoodlums.
Those feed-income hoodlums.
You nearly got in big strife.
No, well, they were.
You nearly got beaten up by three kids, 13 let's be honest.
13-year-olds. Yeah. And you got scared and you
sped off. You sped off.
Jeez, I did speed off. Number nine, please, Greg.
The Red Sox are a US baseball team based in Boston.
Boston.
The Boston Red Sox.
So 5 out of 10. Back again tomorrow, family. So 133-53. We're back again tomorrow.
I don't know why I said that.
Why
do you say it again?
Tomorrow. I just like saying it.
When are we back?
Big announcement next.
And when are we back?
Up next.
Tomorrow.
We're getting some funny text messages too onto the show.
Yeah.
We're live, exclusive, all around the world.
0488851047. There's a bit going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
is there some sort of chunkhead trying to tease us a bit?
In a touch of a battle at the moment, Jars, but they're like this one just came through as I reposted.
Oh, nice.
Refreshed it, I should say.
Yes, sir.
Old Tobal. He's shining tonight.
It's you. What? Am I toe ball, am I? Shining tonight.
How can he see you? Who says that? No name.
No name. Maybe put your name and details on there.
I like this one too.
Don't go and hide.
This is Craig. He's put his name.
Good on you, Craigie.
With the way Jars is going, there's every chance we won't understand what the announcement is anyway.
Am I going that bad, am I? I'm up and about.
One of your better nights.
I'm up and about.
Yeah.
I'm sharp.
Yeah.
All right. Trumpets, please. I feel like Caesar. I really do.
Who's that?
Just getting out of the bath.
Who, Vinnie Shannon?
We, the Rush Hour.
Yes.
Have been together for a couple of years now.
Yes.
I've got it signed off. We are finally going on the road.
Yes, we are. We're not just talking an OB at a pub.
We are going on the road, the three of us. In a vehicle, off to Stansbury Golf Club.
You're going to pay your membership again, do you? Is it that time of the year?
We're doing the show on the road, family, Thursday night. We are up in Stansbury in your neck of the woods, Burn. It's taken me 2 years to get this signed off.
I'm really worried about this because last time you were there, you don't have a great track record.
No,
you've been to Stansbury once. We lost you.
Yeah, I was slept
and you slept in the cricket nets.
Yeah.
So how do you think I'm fit? Why wouldn't I be nervous?
Well, we're taking Greg Blewett,
Well, he was going to come last time, didn't come. So
doesn't leave Walkerville or Cooyonga.
Oh, here we go.
Now you make sure you pack your bag. Make sure you're organised.
What do I need to do?
A toothbrush and a pair of jocks. That's it.
Is that it?
And your cricket gear.
Golf gear, sorry.
And my golf gear.
We've got a lot of activities up there at Stansbury.
Yes.
Farmer Tim's all over this, and we'll try and get him on.
Well, you demanded.
We're on the road.
You demanded.
Yes, because we need to go out and see our people.
You demanded an itinerary.
Mm. Yes. Yes,
so
sir.
Do you want that?
Well, hang on. Before you start that, you got some jobs. So
I do.
Burn, you'll be the driver, so I don't want this to happen.
Clark, I think we're lost.
We're not lost. Ellen, will you please let me do the driving?
I honestly don't think you're going to find the Grand Canyon on this road.
Jesus, it's only the biggest goddamn hole in the world.
Clark, watch your language.
Make that the second biggest.
What a movie. Oh, right. I won't get lost. I've been there Gregory, 1,000 times.
You've got the map?
Ma, I saw some detour signs.
I didn't see any.
I saw them when you and Mom were trying to fold the map.
Audrey, when they close the road, they put up big signs like this one.
And I'll make sure we get there.
First one's here.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry.
Sounds like you're just.
That's just.
Clark, what are you doing?
Don't be scared. I just think somebody owes us an explanation, that's all.
That's you, Joe. Right. You want a bit of a rough itinerary?
Yeah, okay, right. Yes, please.
Okay. So, 7:45, Bluey will meet me at my house.
Lovely.
And he's demanded he wants his car undercover yes. in the garage.
Well, I want
to. So now I have to put the pool table outside in the weather to put his bloody car in there.
I just want to rock up, chuck my keys at someone, and then just.
All right. Full organised, done. Right. From right, okay. Harvey.
7:45.
Harvey can park your car.
The 3-year-old will park your vehicle.
8 a.m. We pick Jars up.
Nice.
In
I'll
Henley
be ready
Beach
at the front.
With cans, I've written here. What? 10:30.
Yes, sir.
10:30, we arrive.
Nice.
At Augusta.
Lovely.
Or Stansbury, sorry. Stansbury. Yeah. There'll be light refreshments and snacks.
Yeah. Nice. Is the fairways and the greens lush?
Fairways aren't lush, and the greens are, well, they're less lush.
What more would it mean?
Well, they're scrapes.
First time. I've never played on scrapes. Yeah.
You'll struggle. Oh, you'll struggle.
Your handicap shot.
1 o'clock. 11 o'clock. 11. Tee off.
Lovely.
Or right. Cairns.
Is there a driving front range line there?
Do they have buggies out there in Stansbury?
No. No.
Where's the clubhouse? So I've got
the clubhouse is at the golf course, you idiot. Where do you think it'd be? 1 o'clock after 9 holes, the barbecue. Yes. Tico Vale.
Yes.
Meat supplied from Tico Vale, which is
that's fast. Yeah,
beautiful. Love them.
More cans.
Yeah. Chops.
And I don't eat meat, but anyway.
1:30. Well, that's all they got. They don't. That meat is the only thing on the menu. Oh, so you're going to get very hungry.
You said 9 holes. I thought you said it was an
that's
18
the front
hole
nine.
Line.
Oh. 1:30, yes. Back nine. If you let me finish. We tee off for the back nine, a few more cans.
Yeah.
3:30, golf concludes.
Right.
A few more cans.
Yeah.
So that's
but rush hour,
at 4
rush
o'clock.
Hour prep. 3:30 till 4.
Right.
4 till 6. The top rating rush
that's
hour
the boy.
From the golf Stansbury
Live
Golf
from
Club.
The golf club.
Which
yes,
the
sir.
Golf club is at the golf course.
Yes, sir.
Yes. If you'd like yep, to know yep, that.
Yep, so yep. Like a studio type setup in the clubhouse? Or
probably
what?
In the toilets. They're female toilets.
It might be a bit echoey.
The female toilets because no one will go in there because it'll be all blokes.
Right.
Hey, and they won't get used. No one will walk in. 6:30 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
CMS Crows footy training.
Nice.
And I've got written here to be conducted by Andrew Jarman.
Thank you.
Are you taking training?
Yes, sir.
CMS Crows training.
Yeah.
Wowee.
Yeah.
Got written. Someone's stuffed this up. Someone's written.
I better
burn.
Make sure I let my club know that I'm doing this.
You're trading. You're
it
cheating
is.
On him.
I better ring that's the press.
He'll hear this
oh,
now. Someone stuffed something up here. They've got Bernie and Bluey to train. I'll just put a line through that and no, send
we'll
that
be,
back.
I know we're all
Bernie to train.
We'll be
training, right? We're doing some Kells, Bluey.
That's right.
Do they have Kells with the can.
Do they have a 5-star hotel anywhere?
That
stands me. I've never.
Best one they've got is a 1/2-star. That's the Oyster Court Motel. We can put you in there
so
if you want.
8:30, what happens? That's it. We're home to bed.
8 p.m. We share up.
Yes.
8:15.
Yes.
The footy club are putting on a curry night, Jars.
Lovely.
$10. You get a full chicken curry. Well, actually, I'll have to put a line through that. It is all you can eat curry, but they didn't know you were coming, Jars. I'll put that.
That's really funny. You
the next morning's going to be ugly,
Jars. And then what time's the
next morning?
Oh, we've got to drive back with him too.
Yeah. What time's the nightclub open?
The nightclub.
Do you have to line up?
The Dalrymple Hotel goes all night. As long as it'll take care of you anyway. We'll make sure we escort you
to the cricket nets.
Escort you to the cricket nets about, 1 a.m.?
Where are we sleeping, Byrne? Seriously, because I don't want to get stuck with Jars.
Yet to be confirmed.
Oh, no.
This is good. Well, there you go, family.
There it is.
We're on the road.
I've always got the back of my ute for you, Bluey, if you want.
I'll take it. Now, let's just quickly focus on our two respective football sides.
Yep.
Port Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously had that was a much-needed win down there, but it's fourth straight result for them.
Yep.
So they're tracking nicely.
They needed to do that after their start, and they've responded, and we've got to tilt your hat when they've done it. They've won four in a row now,
yes,
and planning on winning five this week, but this will be the big week, I reckon. This is the big
Geelong.
Test. Geelong at Geelong. Now that's and Geelong, you know, just going okay, but if Port need... Well, if they're going to win the games, enough games to play finals, these are the games they need to... What I'm trying to say is they need to pinch a few back, don't they?
Right, yeah.
Because they can't just beat the teams they should, because that's probably not going to quite get there after a zip and five start. So this becomes a massive game for Port Adelaide this Saturday afternoon.
Here's Coach Kenny Hinckley after the result.
I thought our first quarter were really strong in pressure and contest, but I thought the second quarter, we went away from that, Del, to be honest. I didn't really enjoy the second quarter as much as the scoreboard says we did.
There you go. Yep. There you go. But, did it easy.
No, it was good.
Without their captain, Tommy Jonas, who was obviously in isolation but should be available this week.
Yep.
So what are you hearing?
Yeah, he'll play.
So
he'll
play. And Chuck Dixon, another week in the sample.
Yep. Don't mind that either.
Don't rush him back. Yep. Now,
Fantasia coming back too, sorry?
Yeah, well, he was the sub, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So,
but they didn't use him.
Yeah. So what do they do there? He's a hard one because you need game time into him. I wouldn't have played him as a sub.
Nah.
I would have got a full game into him. Now, what do they do? Do they take him to Geelong or does he...
Well, I'd give him a hit out in the sample, Greg, to be quite honest. But that's their decision, so they know what they're doing down there. Now, let's just look at the Adelaide Crows. The Adelaide Crows rebuild, has it stalled? 133.53, that'll be what we want to see the family speak about. Where are they at? Where is it?
There's an article written about this. Mm. Has it stalled?
I think as a supporter, you want to know that the Crows are improving. And are they improving? I'm thinking back to last year.
2012, I'll run you through it. 2020, three wins, 18th,
bottom.
2021, seven wins, 15th.
Okay.
Had a pretty good year. Beat some good
improved.
Teams last year.
Good.
2022 so far, three wins, 14th.
Okay.
So they're just at that point where we need to see a bit more. Is that what you're saying, Jas?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
And Nixie, after that win against the Bulldogs, he was ecstatic how the group was going.
And Richmond. Look what they've done since.
Nearly beat Freo.
Should have.
And beat Port, of course, who were struggling at the time. But I suppose what I want to know from you guys is when are we playing finals again?
Well,
that's a good question.
That's a damn good question.
But Greg, to follow on that, is the proof's in the pudding. You need to finish top four to win a flag. And that's what we're all here to do.
Being a top four side?
Oh, geez.
Are we talking two or three years?
It's a tough one to answer. It's not going to be in the next three
years. How patient do the supporters have to be, Ben?
Well, playing finals, you give yourself a tick, don't you? So I guess what you're saying is how long till we're playing finals?
Geez, 2 years away?
I think it's probably three or four.
Three or four?
Yep. And top four is probably...
Don't forget, eight players have played under 30 games in that side as we speak.
But to get there, Jase, you can't just keep doing what we're doing. I think they need... My midfield would be Soligo. Dawson's got to play midfield. Yep. I'd put Berry, Pedler, these guys. They've just got to get game time
into... Well, you're on the money.
Into mids. Yep. Shoal, Hamill, they've got to play wings now. Brody Smith, halfback, can use the ball well.
So that got outclassed, uncompetitive in the second half, right, by the second best team in the competition. They're kicking inside forward 50 like a lot of teams. Horrendous.
Yep.
That means they haven't got elite kicks bar Dawson.
Yep.
All right.
That's why I want him in the midfield, Jas.
The positives, though, I love the new Mosquito Fleet.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them the Mosquito Fleet, which we saw Carlton back in the 70s and 80s, right? My forward line would have Thilthorpe centre-half forward, Tex full forward, Fogarty come off the bench, because if Thilthorpe goes in the second ruck, Fogarty goes into his role.
Yep.
Murphy, Rowe, McHenry, McAdam, Rochelle. That's my new Mosquito Fleet.
Yep.
Play them every week for the rest of the year.
Nah,
they are if they can gel and combine as the four or five of them and build a relationship out there inside forward 50, wow.
There's too many ins and out, like too many young players like that are going in and out of the side, and there's no continuity. You got to play Hinge, Thilthorpe, Rowe, McAdam, Jones. Don't drop any of these guys. Strawn's going to be the ruckman now. Cook, Schoenberg, they've all gone in and out of the side. I think you just got to play them.
Settle it down.
Want to play, you can play, you can go have guys going in and out of the time, but you're going to finish, you know, mid-table all the time. I reckon you might take a bit of pain now, but you're going to develop those guys to have a real tilt at it. When you have a tilt, it's going to be for a long time. So I think you just got to play them. You got to find out about Mackesy, find out about Gallant, whether he's long term, and Haitley, players like that, you just got to find out about them in the next five weeks.
My side for the next 13 weeks, for what it's worth, Gregory and family, I've got Doudé, Butts, and Laird, fullback
Laird
line.
Laird to halfback, by the back, way, as yep, well. Back
Smith,
there.
Murray, and Miller. That's my halfback line.
Like it.
Hinge on a wing, Dawson centre, Haitley on the other wing. Murphy, Thilthorpe, McHenry, McAdam, Tex, and Rowe.
Ruck.
Right. Strawn, Saligo, and Rochelle.
In the midfield.
Yeah.
Right. Like it.
Berry mid, Hamill back, Fogarty up forward, Jones. I reckon throw him around a bit. He could be your versatile
player. He's been
good. He could be
Chase
your lockdown.
Jones too, by the way.
Out.
Solid.
Brown, Key, Scholl, Himmelberg. Out.
Yep.
All right. So that's just what, for me, looking at for the next 12 weeks.
Scholl out.
Yes.
Why?
Nah, he's struggling. He's not finding the footy.
No, I like him when he gets the footy. I think
yeah, but he's not getting the footy enough.
But
Bert.
He can, Judge.
Oh, that's
he's
just
young.
My opinion.
1-3-3-5-3 Has the Crows rebuild stalled?
And when do you see finals action, Gregory? Let's go, family.
We'll take your calls next. Triple M.
1-3-3-5-3 family. The spotlight's on the Adelaide Crows' performance on Saturday night against the Brisbane Lions, whose second half was just outstanding to watch. Charlie Cameron ran amok.
He did.
All right, but Lockie they won Mill. It at the source. Yes, sir.
Just to cut you off, what did we say all week last week? We wanted a statement, and what was the player we wanted someone to go to?
You have to shut down the Brownlow favourite, Lockie Neal.
Yeah, he's been on fire, and what'd they do?
Well, I would have put young Keys on him.
I would have put Keys straight to him.
Shut him down.
Against his old side, make a statement.
Absolutely.
Get him thinking about
What happened? What did they do?
They let him run around like an unregistered dog.
What did he get?
36 disposals, 10 coaches votes.
Not the coaches.
Well, who was on him?
No one.
Well, it would have been Haley, it would have been Keys. They would have just rolled
but
through.
But it wasn't a tag. I would have loved Keys to go on straight to him and said, right, you're not going to get a kick. Yeah. Would have been good as a supporter.
All right, let's go to the phones. Danny from Fulham Gardens. Welcome, Dan.
G'day, boys. How are you?
All right. What's your take on it, mate?
Good, boys. Look, I'm as you know, I'm a Port supporter, and the scrutiny on Hinkley is more than justified, and I bring that on when it's due. But I think myself, I think Nicks is fine under the radar a little bit. I mean, look, three wins, like you said, seven last year. They're not going too much better this year. In fact, the next two games, St Kilda at home and Geelong away, I can't see them winning any of the next two. And he's not making decisions. For me, what's he doing with Fogarty and Thilthorpe? I mean, Phil Forbes not getting the game. He's supposed to be the future. It was all talked up. Fogarty's, you know, in and out. You got Walker. He's playing well. But how long has he got left? Sloane's not, you know, a long way from coming back. Yeah. I mean, and Frampton. I mean, to be honest, Paul got moved him on, and he went in from a forward to a main defensive player. He's in and out. They've got to make decisions. They've got, where are they going? I can't see, from an outsider, I can't see a true path where they're heading. That's just from what I think.
That's
a great
call.
Flying under the radar.
Great call. The amount of times Schomburg and Fogarty and all these young guys go in and out, and they don't know, they can't get any continuity where they're playing.
Let's go to Dino from Newton. Dino, how are the Crows tracking, mate?
G'day. Guys, I think listening to you guys call the team positions and where the players should play, what I don't understand is why can't the coaching committee see these things and put these players into the way they need to be. And you need to call the game, the positions, as it's unfolding in front of your eyes. If it's not working, you've got to make some changes.
Yep.
You know, and their tackling on the weekend was atrocious. You know, and the kicking, let's forget the kicking, but they can't even hold a tackle. And these coaches, every week... The game's not going your way. Make a change. You've got to force the opposition to do something.
And some of those decisions we made, it's not for the now. It's for when we're going to be playing finals in 5 years, isn't it? Or three to five years, you'd say. Yeah. Game time into the young blokes.
And coaches today, and David King said something beautifully about the Fremantle game yesterday against the Gold Coast. They didn't change anything. They stuck to their system. And he said, John, change it up. Change it up. Throw the team around. Put Dave Mundy up forward because they weren't going to win the game. And they just – Malcolm Blight would throw everything in the air. Kevin Sheedy would throw all name badges in the air.
Yep.
They'd have the opposition coach on his toes.
Who's John, by the way?
Longmuir.
Justin. Yeah, anyway, let's move on. You're not good with names. Let's go to
– Sorry, Justin.
Let's go to – who are we going to? Damien from Large North.
Let's go.
What do you think, Damien?
G'day, fellas. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Crows are at least 2-3 years away from making the finals. And they've got to stick with their young guys. But their best asset at the moment is their small forwards. So keep all these young blokes in the team. But there's got to be room for some tools as well. And that's why Frampton should be in the team, and what's happened to McAsee?
Well, good question, matey. Mm. Yeah, he played last week in the sample with the Adelaide Crows. So, yeah, the next 6 weeks is going to be important for young McAsee.
And some interstate interest from Jay Clark, true. He said last week. So,
Damo, you and Happy. Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Damo, are you there?
Yes, mate.
And you said I was a bit mad about Keys gone.
Mate, yeah, you had Keys out.
Yeah, I did, mate. Yeah, I did, mate. Yeah, look. Yeah, look, he's got a great heart. He's a warrior. But when he's got the foot in his hands, mate, and this is a brutal sport, nothing happens. Nothing happens, mate. And if you're going to be a brutal coach, you're going to make these tough decisions. And he probably should have ran on Lachie Neale on Saturday night.
I would have liked to have seen it.
Hey? So, yeah. Anyway.
I got one in for you too, Jars.
Yeah, buddy.
For the future, I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Stephen Jarman in Henley B-grade coach.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that either. I wouldn't mind that, Damo.
The boys there wouldn't mind either.
Nah, you just watch this space. That's all I'll say.
Too busy putting Jars' doors on his garage.
Thanks, Damien. Let's go to Josh from Cherry Gardens. Your thoughts on the Crows, please, Josh.
Yep. All due respect to the other callers who are a bit negative about it, I actually think the proof's in the pudding in terms of where the Crows are at in game in terms of the potential. Now, you look at this week, and we lost, or sorry, we were down, actually up at half time, and, actually had one shot less for the game than Brisbane, lost by 36, but if we kick straight, we would have been right there in the game. The week before against the Red Hot Carton, down by 14 points just before halftime. So there's bad quarters and bad halves, which are just costing them at the moment. So the consistency's not there. And you're going to get that with a young group coming through. You sure Sligo get a chance on the weekend. He looks good. Haitley was surprisingly good. And in terms of Jars' call about Keys, you guys will remember, I'm sure, Clayton Oliver was actually burning the ball terribly. He was getting heaps of it, working really hard, burning the ball terribly a couple of years ago. Now he's one of the best players in the comp. So you can clean up your disposal. The game style works. We beat Geelong and Melbourne last year. We only one of three teams to beat Melbourne last year. Three other teams, sorry, to beat Melbourne. So one of only four teams to beat the Premiers. So the game style works when they get it right. They've just got to get it right for longer.
Great
Thank
call.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes, Josh. Like that.
Love it. Passion.
Good. Let's go to Craig from Prospect. Where do you think the Crows are at? Craig.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Yeah, good, thanks. Where do you think the Crows are at?
Well, I think they're struggling. I think if you look at Geelong a few years ago and Richmond and West Coast, when they had their dynasties, they had a really elite midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Crows just don't have that. I think they need to go back to the draft.
Do you reckon? Well, they'll do that as well, but I don't know how you get more picks in the draft. Yeah. There won't be too many trades that you could work your way up the draft, is there?
You think the midfield they've got now will take them top?
No, not at all.
Well, you need an elite midfield. All the best
Absolutely.
Teams have it.
Yeah.
And that's two or three years away,
that's
mate.
That's why I'm saying Saligo.
Got to
play these guys. Get Dawson in there. When you make finals, you don't want to just make it and get spat
you
out
need
like
a
Essendon.
10-year midfield
Let's
route.
Get in there yes. and have a real tilt.
Can I ask you, Bernie, out of all of our young guys at the Crows, who can turn into one of the stars of the competition? Because that's what you need and that's what you're saying.
I think Rischelli going into the midfield could be good. But I like Pedler.
Luke Pedler.
I like the way he goes about it. He almost goes too hard at the moment and he gets injured a bit, but I think he could be
stuff.
A star.
Good stuff.
Oh, the ball has made it all the way through to Goodwin, who scored!
Boys, I watched it on the couch yesterday. So proud of the Adelaide United boys. Yeah, and the captain joins us on the rush hour. He's obviously had a massage. He's been in the ice bath. He's getting himself ready for a massive game on Wednesday. Craig Goodwin joins us. G'day, Craig. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What about the little goal on the back of the net? Then you slid on your knees to the fans. You did the old signal. We love you all. Mate, wonderful team performance. You must be proud of your boys.
Yeah, absolutely. We've hit some really good form coming into the finals. It's now six wins in a row. And, obviously fantastic to put in that kind of performance in front of our home fans and book our place in the semifinals. And now we get to obviously try and do it all again on Wednesday.
Craig, 3-1, you scored. You set another one up, but it was a very physical game, a lot of off-ball stuff, people going down. Have you pulled up okay? Because it's a quick turnaround on Wednesday.
Yeah, it is a short turnaround, isn't it? And especially, in a finals campaign when the games are so much more intense and like you said, a real battle. We knew that was going to be the style of game against Central Coast. They are a team that fights for everything. They at times don't play the prettiest football and they're very direct, but they're always battling and fighting for everything. So from from early stages, I think everyone is feeling good and everyone's recovered okay. Had a recovery session this morning, and I think everyone will be fit and ready for Wednesday.
Craig, timing is everything, and as you said, you're coming good at the right time of the year, six straight now. Can you feel it in the air, and how do we match up against Melbourne City?
I think we have to go in with all the confidence in the world. You know, this season, I think City, I mean, obviously they won the Premier's Plate, so you'd have to say they are the benchmark of the competition. They won it last year, they won the Premier's Plate, and they've got very good players. They also, I would presume, spend the most money in the competition as well. So they have that going for them, but they haven't beaten us this year, and we have to take confidence from that as well. We beat them on their home turf, and we drew twice at home. So I think we have a very good chance. They've also got a couple injuries in the midfield, so it could be a case that if we can win that midfield battle, that could be the key to controlling the game.
How do you keep performing? Because what's been the secret? Because you lost that many players throughout this season, but yeah. You just keep finding new ones and keep fronting up and get the job done.
We do, don't we? And the people we lost, obviously you named the three in particular, with Ben Halloran, last year's best player, Stephen Mork, the captain, and Ross Aloisi, someone who's obviously been a part of the club previously. And since he's been in on the coaching staff, he's really helped set up a good culture here. So we've lost some really important players. But again, it's credit to the club with the recruitment, and then credit to Carl and the coaching staff to be able to set up a game plan and a system so that everyone knows their role and everyone knows what they have to do when they come in. But the one thing I would say that is the biggest strength that we have as a team that we're able to do this is the togetherness that we have. It's probably the best group I've had or best change room I've been involved with in football, and I think that really shows on the field.
Love hearing that. Yeah. You mentioned a couple of injuries to Melbourne City. It's going to be a brutal week playing Wednesday and then backing it up again Sunday. Physically, as a squad, how are we looking?
I think we're looking really good. Like I said before, injury-wise, I think everyone is fit and ready to go, bar the couple long-term injuries that we have with Nick Ansell being out, and Lachlan Barr will be out for the next one as well, I think, unless he can come back from his groin strain. So other than that, I think everyone's fit and ready to go. And you know, if you can't overcome a little niggle for a finals game and a semi-final, then you know you're never going to find the motivation for a game.
Craig, what's your contract situation? Because obviously you came back here on loan. Are you permanent now? We're not going to lose you as well again, are we?
Look, I am still on loan. I'm still contracted for next season. I'm from my Saudi club, but to be honest, I don't know what the situation will be at the end of the season. It's something that I'm going to have to deal with when the time comes. Obviously, I love being here at Adelaide. It's my hometown club, and I'm playing some excellent football here. But, you know, that's something I'm going to have to focus on when the end of season comes and see exactly what's going to happen and what we can do. For now, the full focus on Wednesday night and you know, trying to lift silverware with this club again.
Is it the best football you've ever played, personally?
I think across the board, yes. I've had some good seasons and I've produced some good football in Australia and abroad. But this year, I really feel that my game has matured a lot more than previous seasons. And you know, being able to do it in the league and then also be able to produce on the international stage as well has been obviously a very nice feeling for me.
Craig, give my love to Carl. He'll get a text message tonight from me and we'll catch up down at the beach for a coffee. But the first leg kicks off Wednesday night, Hindmarsh Stadium. We take on Melbourne City.
Let's fill it
full
up.
Full house family. Yes. Just get around our Reds. Thanks for your time, mate. Can't wait for Wednesday night.
Thanks very much, guys.
There he is.
Yeah. LA's United captain, isn't he?
Craig Goodwin. What a superstar. So, yes, can't wait for the next week and a bit.
The best form he's ever been in, he said.
And so was the side, because the side reflects the manager, Carl Veit. I'm on his bandwagon. We've got to get around him.
He's off yours.
This is the Rush Hour. What do you got, Tiger, for a Monday?
We're going to get straight into it because we don't have long, unfortunately, again. Birthdays today, May 16 it is, by the way. Birthdays today, 1953. This guy.
The name's Bond. Oh. James Bond.
Yeah. Who's that, Jazz?
Which one?
Yeah, good question, Boone. Is that it? Is, it's on the tip of my tongue. No, I don't know.
He'll never get it.
Now,
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, that's the
got
one.
There. I got
1966.
You got there after I said it.
It was on the tip of his tongue. That's, an improvement from most weeks. 1966, Janet Jackson, birthday today. And also Megan Fox. And Megan.
Now, she's one of my favourites.
She did one of my pipe up then, Gregory.
His eyes.
What movies was she in?
No,
Transformers.
She was, yeah. Well, that's a movie, but...
Well, there's a franchise.
There is. 1966. Yeah. No, sorry, I'm going to skip that one. I'm not allowed to do that one. Until don't have enough time.
Yeah.
A few things happened on this day. 1975, Muhammad Ali won the heavyweight boxing title against Ron Lyle this time in Vegas. TKO, 11th
round. Ronnie Lyle.
1985, after his first season at the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year.
Ooh, yeah.
So there's another big one. Top Gun premiered 1986 on this day.
I feel the need for speed.
What like a great... The new one's coming out soon, isn't it?
On this day, 2006, Apple MacBook was released. The computer.
Mm-hmm.
You got one, Jazz?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah.
Not too bad.
You got your license?
No, I haven't.
No. On this day...
Yes, Bert.
1966, the Beach Boys, released... their album, Pet Sounds, which had the hit single...
Classic.
This. Wouldn't it be nice if
we were old? See, it's that. It's just mine because All right, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That was our sing-along.
Hey, the last ever episode of TV sitcom, The Big Bang Theory, aired as well. She's worth $1 million an episode, Kaylee Cuoco.
See you, family. Ching.